Commissioner Cole, what is the straight scoop on the Army Corps of Engineers supposedly accepting some kind of document from DOT this week or next week?
Yeah, there's no work proposal. I think it's just in terms of the umbrella bank. You have to have specific deposits or sites that are associated with the umbrella bank. So I believe Sears Island would be one of them, but I think that's what they're talking about. Dean's actually doing it.
Oh, he'd have more details.
Oh, no, he's got the specifics.
Oh, great.
But there is no report.
Okay, thanks. Well, gentlemen, what is it that the Corps of Engineers is getting next week or this week?
I'll let Dean handle that because I...
Okay.
Environmental office.
The Corps of Engineers, we're hoping to get the umbrella banking prospectus submitted to the Corps by November 1st. Mm-hmm. And I've almost got a final draft. It hasn't really gone through an internal review yet, so we may not make the November 1st, but within the next couple weeks.
So this is for the DOT's entire statewide view of this, not merely Sears Island.
That's correct. It's an umbrella mitigation bank where we'll be able to deposit sites from anywhere in the state into this banking instrument for use on transportation projects.
Will the application discuss potential sites?
Yes, it will, because the Corps has actually asked us, as you recall, we submitted an earlier prospectus to the Corps back in May or June of this last year, last summer, and the Corps accepted it and approved it and then came back and asked, no, we want you to have a site. We have to have a site specific to the umbrella prospectus. So that's why we're proposing Sears Island as that first site.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You have a lineup of other potential sites, sort of by county or by region? Or?
We have actually only two sites that we're looking at with any real interest at this point. It's Sherman Marsh and Newcastle and Sears Island. But we are also looking at a site in Addison as a potential mitigation site. We're always on the lookout for sites, but we're really looking for very good, what we term good deal sites, and sites that we wouldn't have to expend a lot of public dollars on, but yet get some
maximum
potential mitigation credit out of
them. For that.
Right,
okay.
Exactly. So,
Are you sending just a single document to the Corps of Engineers, or is it an entire box load of info?
It's a fairly fairly small document. It's just a prospectus, so I believe it probably 12, 15 pages long. There will be a public notice issued by the Corps, and we probably will hold a public meeting. But it will be up to the Corps to decide whether we want to have a public hearing on it.
Right,
because they're
right.
Really running the whole review process.
Yeah, right. But they will have a copy of this report that you're sending them. Is there a way for us to get a copy of what you're sending to the Corps?
It's really not out for public viewing until the Corps issues the public notice.
Makes sense. Okay.
Right. And then it will be available to the public.
All right. Well, we'll keep track with them then. Thank you very much.
Sure.